I shared something with the young people last night, and I'm going to share it with all of you tonight. In the late 1980s, God gave me a vision. A vision that riveted my life. It really set the course for the ministry that I've had for the last 16 years. I remember in 1987 having a spiritual vision. A spiritual vision is something you see in your spirit. An open vision is something you actually see in your eyes. You leave your surroundings and you go to another place and you see something. A trance is where you know what happened to Peter when he saw the blanket coming down and on. There's night visions. But I had a spiritual vision and I saw a sea of humanity so large I couldn't see the end of it. In this sea of humanity, there were no Buddhists. There were no Muslims. There were no professors of any false religions of the world. There were no professing atheists in this sea of people. These people all confessed Jesus as Savior. And I saw these people coming to the gates of heaven. And every one of them expected Jesus to say, "Enter into the joy of the Lord." And I heard the words coming from behind, "Depart from me, I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness." And what God let me see on these people is the horror and the terror on their faces. Believing that they were saved, but yet hearing the words depart. And God put a burden in my heart, not for the lost in the street, but even more so for the lost in the church. The Bible talks about it. It says in the last days there's going to be an apostasy.
Right.
The Bible says in the last days some will not give heed to truth but will turn aside and give heed to stories, doctrines of demons, fables, etc. We're living in those days. Believing that they were saved. But yet hearing the words depart.